Exame Final Nacional de Inglês, Prova 550, Época Especial, Ensino Secundário, 2020, 11º ano de escolaridade, continuação, Bienal. Vai agora realizar a parte A, Compreensão do Oral. Escute com muita atenção e siga as instruções. Mesmo que não compreenda alguma palavra ou frase, continue a resolver a prova e mantenha-se em silêncio. A parte A é composta por 8 itens relativos a dois textos, texto 1 e texto 2. Antes de ouvir cada texto, dispõe de alguns segundos para ler os respectivos itens. Vai ouvir cada texto duas vezes. Enquanto estiver a ouvir, pode anotar as suas respostas no enunciado. Lembre-se de que terá de as registar posteriormente na folha de respostas. Dispõe de alguns segundos no final de cada audição para registar e verificar as suas respostas. Atenção, toda a prova será em inglês. Vire agora à página do enunciado para dar início à parte A da prova, compreensão do oral.
Text 1. You will hear three teenagers answering the question, how important is music in your life? For item 1, match the names Anna, Joseph or Mary in column A with the ideas they express in column B. All the ideas apply once. On your answer sheet, write only the names and the numbers. Now, read the ideas in column B. You have 25 seconds to read them. Now listen. Anna.
For me, music has the power to change your life. For the better. No matter where we are, music has a way of lifting our spirits. Whenever I'm feeling down, music helps me feel better. I'm always listening to music when I'm at home, which, to tell you the truth, sometimes drives my parents up the wall. They don't really like my type of music, you know? I usually listen to hard rock. I think it helps me process my emotions. I even tried to learn how to play the drums a couple of years ago, but then I had to quit because my parents couldn't stand listening to me practicing. Anyway, I definitely think music improves my life. Actually, I can't imagine my life without it.
Joseph.
Music keeps me focused. I've had piano lessons ever since I was 8. And it has really helped me deal with the problems I had while growing up. These last few years have been especially difficult, and the fact that I play a musical instrument has helped me keep organized and taught me discipline and patience. Playing in front of other people has made me more self-confident too. I used to be really shy, you know. Of course, it's not easy to balance music and school life as I practice 3 times a week. That's why my parents have recently suggested that I stop playing because I need to study hard and get good marks. But music is part of my life, so there's no way I'm giving it up.
Mary.
I just love music. All types of music. I hum and sing on my way to school, when I'm doing my homework, having a shower, absolutely everywhere. Music is a constant in my life. And besides, it runs in the family. My father is a piano teacher, so music has always been around me. I remember when I was about 4, I used to sit on my dad's lap, put my hands on top of his, and we played together. Actually, I thought I was playing on my own. I was rather disappointed when I found out I wasn't. I played for a few years, but then I had to give it up because so much was going on at school. I still play with my dad sometimes, though. But now I use my own hands.
Listen again. Anna.
For me, music has the power to change your life. For the better. No matter where we are, music has a way of lifting our spirits. Whenever I'm feeling down, music helps me feel better. I'm always listening to music when I'm at home, which, to tell you the truth, sometimes drives my parents up the wall. They don't really like my type of music, you know? I usually listen to hard rock. I think it helps me process my emotions. I even tried to learn how to play the drums a couple of years ago, but then I had to quit because my parents couldn't stand listening to me practicing. Anyway, I definitely think music improves my life. Actually, I can't imagine my life without it.
Joseph.
Music keeps me focused. I've had piano lessons ever since I was 8, and it has really helped me deal with the problems I had while growing up. These last few years have been especially difficult, and the fact that I play a musical instrument has helped me keep organized and taught me discipline and patience. Playing in front of other people has made me more self-confident too. I used to be really shy, you know. Of course, it's not easy to balance music and school life as I practice 3 times a week. That's why my parents have recently suggested that I stop playing because I need to study hard and get good marks. But music is part of my life, so there's no way I'm giving it up.
Mary.
I just love music. All types of music. I hum and sing on my way to school, when I'm doing my homework, having a shower, absolutely everywhere. Music is a constant in my life. And besides, it runs in the family. My father is a piano teacher, so music has always been around me. I remember when I was about 4, I used to sit on my dad's lap, put my hands on top of his, and we played together. Actually, I thought I was playing on my own. I was rather disappointed when I found out I wasn't. I played for a few years, but then I had to give it up because so much was going on at school. I still play with my dad sometimes, though. But now I use my own hands.
Now check your answers. That is the end of the listening of text 1. Text 2. You will hear an interview about the relationship between teens and music. For items 2.1 to 2.7, choose the correct option. A, B, or C. On your answer sheet, write only the numbers and the letters. You have 1 minute to read the items. Now, listen. The relationship between teens and music has been studied for a long time. To talk to us about it, Dr. Connor and Dr. Mills.
Good morning.
So, Dr. Connor, what do you have to say about this trend of teenagers wearing headphones all the time?
Well, actually, there's a lot more to it than you may think. It's not about fashion, though. You see, young people tend to use music as a way of defining their identity, unlike adults who listen to music to relax after work, for example. While trying to make sense of an adult world that often doesn't make a lot of sense, Teens discover that the words in popular songs often express their own feelings and experiences in ways they are not capable of. Besides, connecting with peers who enjoy the same music also gives them a sense of belonging, which is crucial at this stage.
Does that mean there's an emotional relationship between music and teens, Dr. Mills?
That's only half the story. There is also a connection between how the brain develops during adolescence and how young people hear music. Teenage years are hard, especially because teens feel emotions that they cannot easily control. That's because parts of their brain have not developed yet. It's not just because they want to be rebels. These parts are the ones that control reasoning and emotions. As a result, teens can be more impulsive, as well as less good at making sensible decisions. In fact, the adolescent brain doesn't fully mature until their mid-20s. Until then, music helps deal with all those mixed emotions, so it's also a biological need.
Are teens' brains different from adults, then?
They aren't really different, but they use different parts of their brains when it comes to processing feelings, especially when it comes to understanding emotions. One group of researchers studied how adolescents perceive emotions compared to adults. They looked at the brains of 15 children aged 10 to 18, then compared them to 16 adults. Both groups were shown 12 pictures of adult faces and asked to identify the emotions. While the adults correctly identified a particular expression as fear, teens used words like shocked, surprised, and angry.
Interesting. Dr. Connor, what other things can teens get from music?
Well, there are many. When we listen to music we like, our brain releases substances that make us feel emotions like happiness, excitement, and joy. But even more importantly, it decreases stress, which causes 60% of all our illnesses. And lower stress levels improve our immune system.
So, a word of advice to our listeners. To stay calm and healthy during a stressful day, just turn on the radio. Right, Dr. Mills?
Yes, that's right. But there's more. Beginning music training even as late as high school can improve language skills and academic performance. New research shows that music training is a valuable investment for overall brain development and long-term academic and life success. Also, the joy of playing music and the reward of mastering a musical instrument are immense.
Should society invest more in teaching music then, Dr. Mills?
Definitely. And it's not a personal opinion. In recent years, many studies have described the benefits of music education. These studies suggest that music may lead to what educators refer to as learning to learn, which is what we really want our teens to be able to do. And schools are increasingly becoming aware of that. Unfortunately, governmental budget constraints prevent the funding of art and music programs that are, as you can see, highly beneficial for teens. Besides, music has not yet been given its rightful place in the high school curriculum. Community centres should not be the only ones to be responsible for providing young people with music activities. I think that needs to change.
What do you have to say about this, Dr. Connor?
Well, I agree more investment is needed, but I must say society is gradually giving music the importance it deserves. It hasn't been forgotten, as Dr. Mills seems to imply. Many schools offer music-related activities besides music lessons, such as school bands and choirs. And local community centers also contribute by offering after-school musical activities, which keep teenagers engaged and socially active.
Well, thank you, doctors. Listen again. The relationship between teens and music has been studied for a long time. To talk to us about it, Dr. Connor and Dr. Mills.
Good morning.
So, Dr. Connor, what do you have to say about this trend of teenagers wearing headphones all the time?
Well, actually, there's a lot more to it than you may think. It's not about fashion, though. You see, young people tend to use music as a way of defining their identity. unlike adults who listen to music to relax after work, for example. While trying to make sense of an adult world that often doesn't make a lot of sense, teens discover that the words in popular songs often express their own feelings and experiences in ways they are not capable of. Besides, connecting with peers who enjoy the same music also gives them a sense of belonging, which is crucial at this stage.
Does that mean there's an emotional relationship between music and teens, Dr. Mills?
That's only half the story. There is also a connection between how the brain develops during adolescence and how young people hear music. Teenage years are hard, especially because teens feel emotions that they cannot easily control. That's because parts of their brain have not developed yet. It's not just because they want to be rebels. These parts are the ones that control reasoning and emotions. As a result, teens can be more impulsive, as well as less good at making sensible decisions. In fact, the adolescent brain doesn't fully mature until their mid-20s. Until then, music helps deal with all those mixed emotions, so it's also a biological need.
Are teens' brains different from adults, then?
They aren't really different, but they use different parts of their brains when it comes to processing feelings, especially when it comes to understanding emotions. One group of researchers studied how adolescents perceive emotions compared to adults. They looked at the brains of 15 children aged 10 to 18, then compared them to 16 adults. Both groups were shown 12 pictures of adult faces and asked to identify the emotions. While the adults correctly identified a particular expression as fear, teens used words like shocked, surprised, and angry.
Interesting. Dr. Connor, what other things can teens get from music?
Well, there are many. When we listen to music we like, our brain releases substances that make us feel emotions like happiness, excitement, and joy. But even more importantly, it decreases stress, which causes 60% of all our illnesses. And lower stress levels improve our immune system.
So, a word of advice to our listeners. To stay calm and healthy during a stressful day, just turn on the radio. Right, Dr. Mills?
Yes, that's right. But there's more. Beginning music training even as late as high school can improve language skills and academic performance. New research shows that music training is a valuable investment for overall brain development and long-term academic and life success. Also, the joy of playing music and the reward of mastering a musical instrument are immense.
Should society invest more in teaching music then, Dr. Mills?
Definitely. And it's not a personal opinion. In recent years, many studies have described the benefits of music education. These studies suggest that music may lead to what educators refer to as learning to learn, which is what we really want our teens to be able to do. And schools are increasingly becoming aware of that. Unfortunately, governmental budget constraints prevent the funding of art and music programs that are, as you can see, highly beneficial for teens. Besides, music has not yet been given its rightful place in the high school curriculum. Community centres should not be the only ones to be responsible for providing young people with music activities. I think that needs to change.
What do you have to say about this, Dr. Connor?
Well, I agree more investment is needed, but I must say society is gradually giving music the importance it deserves. It hasn't been forgotten, as Dr. Mills seems to imply. Many schools offer music-related activities besides music lessons, such as school bands and choirs. And local community centers also contribute by offering after-school musical activities, which keep teenagers engaged and socially active.
Well, thank you, doctors. Now check your answers. That is the end of the listening of text 2. That is the end of part A.